And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories, soft-spoken Bible in a year. I'm so glad you are here on the 24th day. And, you know, I invite your children to listen as well. I remember my sweet parents would play cassette tapes whenever I didn't feel well. And I would listen to them at night, and they would go into my spirit, and I would be well the very next day. And there weren't too many people who shared the word in a soft-spoken way, and yet it went into my spirit, so I remember wishing that there was a way that I could listen to someone, that I could listen to recordings with the power of God, but in a soft-spoken way, so I never knew that one day I would be sharing in cyberspace in a soft-spoken manner. And I'm so grateful for those who have written in and shared that this helps them, and I'm just so grateful. So today we will be starting with Genesis chapter 41, verses 14 through chapter 42, verse 24, and the Gospel of Matthew chapter 17, and then we will conclude with a portion from Eventide from God Calling. But before we begin, let's pray. Dear Adonai, Elohim, Heavenly Father, thank you again for today, the 24th day, where we can glean from your scriptures, glean your love, just as Ruth gleaned in the fields of Boaz. We can glean in the field of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, through his word. We can glean your love, your principles, your values, your thoughts and your ways, for your ways and your thoughts are far above our ways and thoughts. It always humbles me, Lord, that you, God, care for human beings on this planet, on this earth, in such a way that you sent Jesus Christ to die for us, for our sins. While we were still sinners, you loved us. You called us. Thank you for continuing to draw us to your love. Help us all, Lord, touch your heart in such a way that we never realized we could do before. By the power of your sweet Holy Spirit, I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis chapter 41, verses 14 through 57. Joseph interprets. Then Pharaoh sent and called for Joseph, and they hurriedly brought him out of the dungeon. And when he had shaved himself and changed his clothes, he came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I have had a dream, but no one can interpret it. And I've heard it said about you, that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it." Joseph then answered Pharaoh, saying, "It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer." So Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, "In my dream, behold, I was standing on the bank of the Nile, and behold, seven cows, fat and sleek, came up out of the Nile, and they grazed in the marsh grass. And lo, seven other cows came up after them, poor and very ugly and gaunt, such as I had never seen for ugliness in all the land of Egypt. And the lean and ugly cows ate up the first seven fat cows. Yet, when they had devoured them, it could not be detected that they had devoured them, for they were just as ugly as before. Then I awoke. I saw also in my dream, and behold, seven ears, full and good, came up on a single stalk, and lo, seven ears withered, thin, and scorched by the east wind, sprouted up after them. And the thin ears swallowed the seven good ears. Then I told it to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me. Now Joseph said to Pharaoh, "Pharaoh's dreams are one and the same. God has told to Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dreams are one and the same. And the seven lean and ugly cows that came up after them are 7 years. And the seven thin ears scorched by the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. It is as I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown to Pharaoh what he is about to do. Behold, 7 years of great abundance are coming in all the land of Egypt. And after them, 7 years of famine will come, and all the abundance will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will ravage the land. So the abundance will be unknown in the land because of that subsequent famine, for it will be very severe. Now, as for the repeating of the dream to Pharaoh twice, it means that the matter is determined by God, and God will quickly bring it about. And now, let Pharaoh look for a man discerning and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh take action to appoint overseers in charge of the land, and let him exact a fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 years of abundance. Then let them gather all the food of these good years that are coming, and store up the grain for food in the cities under Pharaoh's authority, and let them guard it. And let the food become as a reserve for the land, for the 7 years of famine which will occur in the land of Egypt, so that the land may not perish during the famine. Now, the proposal seemed good to Pharaoh and to all his servants. Then Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find a man like this, in whom is a divine spirit?" So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has informed you of all this, there is no one so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and according to your command, all my people shall do homage. Only in the throne I will be greater than you." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took off his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand and clothed him in garments of fine linen and put the gold necklace around his neck. And he had him ride in his second chariot. And they proclaimed before him, "Bow the knee." And he set him over all the land of Egypt. Moreover, Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Though I am Pharaoh, yet without your permission, no one shall raise his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh named Joseph Zaphnath-Paaneah, and he gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potipherah, priest of On, as his wife. And Joseph went forth over the land of Egypt. Now Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh, and went through all the land of Egypt. And during the 7 years of plenty, the land brought forth abundantly. So he gathered all the food of these 7 years which occurred in the land of Egypt, and placed the food in the cities. He placed in every city the food from its own surrounding fields. Thus Joseph stored up grain in great abundance like the sand of the sea, until he stopped measuring it, for it was beyond measure. Now, before the year of famine came, two sons were born to Joseph, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipherah, priest of On, bore to him. And Joseph named the firstborn Manasseh, for, he said, "God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household." And he named the second Ephraim, for, he said, "God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction." When the 7 years of plenty which had been in the land of Egypt came to an end, and the 7 years of famine began to come, just as Joseph had said, then there was famine in all the lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. So, when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried out to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, "Go to Joseph. Whatever he says to you, you shall do." When the famine was spread over all the face of the earth, then Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine was severe in the land of Egypt. And the people of all the earth came to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph, because the famine was severe in all the earth. Genesis chapter 42, verses 1 through 24. Joseph's brothers sent to Egypt. Sent to Egypt. Now, Jacob saw that there was grain in Egypt. And Jacob said to his sons, "Why are you staring at one another?" And he said, "Behold, I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down there and buy some for us from that place, so that we may live and not die." Then 10 brothers of Joseph went down to buy grain from Egypt. But Jacob did not send Joseph's brother Benjamin with his brothers, for he said, "I am afraid that harm may befall him." So the sons of Israel came to buy grain among those who were coming, for the famine was in the land of Canaan also. Now Joseph was the ruler over the land. He was the one who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down to him with their faces to the ground. When Joseph saw his brothers, he recognized them, but he disguised himself to them and spoke to them harshly. And he said to them, "Where have you come from?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan, to buy food." But Joseph had recognized his brothers, although they did not recognize him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he had about them, and said to them, "You are spies. You have come to look at the undefended parts of our land." Then they said to him, "No, my lord, but your servants have come to buy food. We are all sons of one man. We are honest men. Your servants are not spies." Yet he said to them, "No, but you have come to look at the undefended parts of our land." But they said, "Your servants are 12 brothers in all, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is with our father today, and one is no more." And Joseph said to them, "It is as I said to you, you are spies. By this you will be tested. By the life of Pharaoh, you shall not go from this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you that he may get your brother while you remain confined, that your words may be tested, whether there is truth in you. But if not, by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies." So he put them all together in prison for 3 days. Now Joseph said to them on the third day, "Do this and live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers be confined in your prison. But as for the rest of you, go, carry grain for the famine of your households, and bring your youngest brother to me, so your words may be verified, and you will not die." And they did so. Then they said to one another, "Truly, we are guilty concerning our brother, because we saw the distress of his soul when he pleaded with us, yet we would not listen. Therefore, this distress has come upon us." And Reuben answered them, saying, "Did I not tell you, do not sin against the boy, and you would not listen? Now comes the reckoning for his blood." They did not know, however, that Joseph understood, for there was an interpreter between them. And he turned away from them and wept. But when he returned to them and spoke to them, he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, the Transfiguration. And 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and brought them up to a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three tabernacles here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And when the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were much afraid. And Jesus came to them and touched them and said, Arise and do not be afraid. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And he answered and said, Elijah is coming and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah already came, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they wished. So also the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he had spoken to them about John the Baptist. And when they came to the multitude, a man came up to him, falling on his knees before him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and is very ill, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, O unbelieving and perverted generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and the boy was cured at once. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, Because of the littleness of your faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it shall move, and nothing shall be impossible to you. But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. And while they were gathering together in Galilee, Jesus said to them, The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day. And they were deeply grieved. And when they had come to Capernaum, those who collected the 2 drachma tax came to Peter and said, Does your teacher not pay the 2 drachma tax? He said, Yes. And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth collect customs or poll tax? From their sons or from strangers? And upon his saying, From strangers, Jesus said to him, Consequently, the sons are exempt. But, lest we give them offense, go to the sea, and throw in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. And when you open its mouth, you will find a statad. Take that, and give it to them for you and me. God Calling Eventide, Day 24, January 24th. have you? Jesus said, I am teaching you, but not always spiritual truths that gladden you. Often, too often, there has to be the word of reproof, as I tell you of commands of mine not obeyed, of resolutions made when in contact with me that you have failed to keep, of work done for me in no spirit of love and joy, of failure to obtain supply, because your attitude, often not your heart, questioned my unlimited supply. I teach no easy lesson. I choose no flower-bordered path in which to walk with you. But take heart that I do walk with you, as with Peter of old, even when he denied me. He had seen his sin. He went out and wept bitterly. Let's peel the layers like an onion of what we read today. I love how Joseph maybe temporarily forgot because it was a way of being able to survive. I mean, can you imagine always having to remember the rejection of your 10 brothers? So, did he know that he had a younger brother? Not yet. So, all his elder brothers rejected him. Can you imagine having to live with that day in and day out? But God was more to him than all the 10 brothers' love could give him. God's love sustained him. And look at the favor that God gave to him overnight, being the second in command in all of Egypt and Pharaoh's household. The truth prevailed. God remembered him. And now Joseph remembers his brothers when they come. He recognizes them. They don't recognize him. And then they remember what they did. And they have remorse. And Reuben reminds them that he tried to stop them. And now blood of Joseph is on their hands. And Joseph, he's not easy on them at all. He puts them in prison for 3 days. He's not just like, okay, yeah, sure, I forgive you. He is going to test them. He's going to test their hearts. He does not know where they stand. I mean, they left him for dead. They didn't care. And then he pleaded with them. It says that. Here we discover that Joseph pleaded with them to not sell him. And they wouldn't listen. So he remembers this. And through this process, he puts them in prison. And then when he discovers that he has a younger brother, in his wisdom, he says, well, you cannot come back here without your younger brother. And one of you will be in confinement for your younger brother. And one of you will stay here until your younger brother comes back here. What wisdom. And what wisdom from God. And Joseph always glorified God. He always gave glory to him. He didn't say, oh yes, I'm the interpreter. Oh yes, I'm the one. No, he said, this only comes from God. And even Pharaoh knew God was real just through what Joseph demonstrated, the wisdom of God. Do you know that 2/3 of the Bible are about God speaking to people through dreams? This is one of those times. And God speaks to Pharaoh because he is a leader of Egypt. And Joseph is there. And God speaks to Pharaoh through dreams, making sure no one can interpret but the one who knows God, Joseph himself. And the wisdom of God, preparing the land, preparing the people in such a way where they will be prosperous in the famine, to prepare 7 years in advance so that the entire world will come to them during the famine. And then Jesus, his sweet compassion that he has for his disciples to not be afraid when they saw the transfiguration, when they saw Moses and Elijah talking to Jesus. And did Jesus go, yep, let's tell everybody this happened? No. He said, keep it quiet until the Son of Man is resurrected. There was something I wanted to say about Elijah. In verse 13 of chapter 17, what was also interesting was the disciples understood that Jesus had spoken to them about John the Baptist, referring to the question about Elijah. And I ask myself, can I keep a secret of God until it's time? Can you keep a secret God shares with you until it's time? Especially in this world where we share everything as quickly as God gives us a revelation, we just post it on YouTube and share it? Or can we keep it a secret? God is testing us. May we pass his test. And then I love how Jesus said, the sons are exempt from taxes, really, but just so that we don't give them offense, this is where to receive the currency for our taxes, in the fish's mouth. That just tells you God is the provision of everything. He is our provider. He is our source in everything and through every season. And sweet friend, before we go, if you do not know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus who died just for you, and you would like to know him as your very own Lord and Savior, would you please pray the following prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I would like Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if I confess out loud, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in my heart, God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. For it is with my heart that I believe and am justified, just as if I never sinned. And it is with my mouth that I confess and I am saved. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please be my Lord and my Savior. I repent for the wrong life I have lived until now. I choose you and will live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You are now his child. All heaven is jumping up and down and dancing because you received Jesus into your very own heart, sweet friend. Tell someone you just received Jesus and find a great Christian church and grow in him. He loves you and desires worship from your heart each and every day. You are so precious to him. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Blessings to you.